Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. I looked up at our ceiling a few months ago, probably actually more like 6 months ago. And this is in our dining room because I noticed there's this brown spot kind of forming, obviously from a leak of some sort. I thought, I don't quite remember that being there, but maybe it was there. I don't know. Do we really have a leak? And so I figured I'd just watch it, you know, see if it gets any bigger. And if it does, then we'll have somebody come out and look at it. The next few times it rained, I looked up, would check. Okay, looks kind of the same. Can't really tell. I checked it again when it rained again. Nope, kind of seems the same, I think. And I just keep checking it periodically. Then the days go by. The weeks go by. What do you think happened? I stopped checking it. It got to the point I got so used to seeing that brown spot on the ceiling that I didn't even notice it anymore. And then yesterday, I looked up. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's like the spot was like triple the size it was before when I first saw the brown spot. And we treat our sin in the same way. We might notice a little of it at the beginning, like, oh, that's kind of not good, but it's not terrible. When did that happen? That is how subtle sin can be. It's so sneaky sometimes and starts to damage things in our lives. In this case, our ceiling and whatever's happening on the roof. And instead of getting rid of it or treating it or doing something about it, we just say, we'll just tame it, keep an eye on it for a little while. But yours truly, as a sinner, I will tell you, having a sinner watch over sin, that usually doesn't work out so well. And yeah, I became totally blind to the problem until now I have a much bigger problem on our hands. That's what sin does. It grows, it destroys. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.